A prayer for the children of the nations. Purpose. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to them all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called them by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these they may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hear us when we call, O God of our righteousness. Have mercy on us and hear our prayer. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up our children and their entire house to the Father, all of their family, all of their blood, from the beginning of time till the end of time. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will clearly hear the call that God has on their lives. May the God of all grace, who has called them to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, help our children and their people know who they are in Christ and give them certainty that they were created for a high purpose, being called with a holy calling, not according to their works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began. The Lord has called them and their family in righteousness from the womb. From the matrix of their mother he has made mention of their name. The Lord has called our children and their people by name, and they belong to the Lord. Our children and their family have been called by God's name and have been created for God's glory and made by God. The very hairs of their head are all numbered. In the name of Jesus Christ, the horn of their salvation, may the God of hope fill our children with all joy and faith in believing, that they may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, and strike down discouragement so that it will not defeat our children and their people. And let them and their family be certain that God will never leave them or forsake them, nor forget them and their house and their nation, but that God has inscribed their names on the palm of his hand, being confident of this very thing, that God, who has begun a good work in them and their family, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to our children and their family the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they and their people may know what is the hope of their calling, what is the riches of the glory of Jesus' inheritance in them and their family, for they are the saints of God, and reveal to them the exceedingly greatness of God's power towards them and their house and their nation, who believes according to the working of his mighty power. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Christ we ask that our children and their people be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they and their family may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified them to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. May they and their house and their nation be filled with assurance that the mission they are on is under the eye of the Lord, and may the presence of the Lord be with them on their way. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our children and their people be diligent to make their call and election sure. They will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to them and their family abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray God would count our children and their family worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in our children and their house and in their nation, and they and their family in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord make them increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish their hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And this in Christ we pray, that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that they may approve the things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless our children. God shall bless him, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord grant to our children and their family according to their heart's desire and fulfill all their purpose. May the Lord fulfill all their petitions and let all things work together for good to our children and their people who are called according to God's purpose. Now may the God of patience and comfort make all grace abound toward them and their house and their nation, that they and their people, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. At all times and all things may he surround them and their house and their nation with his favor as with his shield, and help them and their family to bear much fruit, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began. The Lord will raise our children up for himself, as faithful priests who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind. God, he who declares to man what his thoughts are, will build our children a sure house, and they shall walk before God anointed forever. Therefore, let them prepare to meet their God. Let them and their family follow Jesus Christ, and living light flood their path. Our children shall bless their God, them and all their people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps their soul among the living, and does not allow their feet to be moved. For you, O God, according to your judgments, have proved our children. You have refined them as silver is refined. According to the eternal purpose, you brought them into the net. You laid affliction on their backs. You have caused men to ride over their heads. They went through fire and through water, but you brought them out to rich fulfillment. In the name of Jesus Christ, our crown of glory, in Christ we ask the Father of glory that he grant to our children and their family to be named the priests of the Lord. They and their people shall be called the servants of God. Instead of shame, they and their house and their nation shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they and their people shall rejoice in their portion. In their land, they and their family shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Thanks be to God for doing all these things, for loving them and their family, and choosing them and their house, and appointing them and their people that they should go and bear fruit, and that their fruit should remain, and giving them and their people victory through Jesus Christ, his Son. In Christ we pray that our children and their families shall cleanse themselves of dishonor, and they will be vessels for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. Let our children and their family flee from youthful lusts, but instead pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, and possess pure hearts before God. The Lord shall go before our children and their house and their nation and make the crooked places straight. He will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. He will give them and their family the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, so that they may know that God, the Lord, who calls them by name, is their God. The Lord will go before them and their people, and the God of Israel will be their rear guard. Clouds and darkness surround them. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of the Lord's throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We who trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the winds, who declares to man what his thought is and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Let it be, in the name of Jesus Christ, called Faithful and True, that our children and their people, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on white horses. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory to our God and Father that is in heaven. Glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the first and the last, and beside him there is no God. In his name we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. According to the integrity of God's heart, let the Lord say to our children, and their house, and their nation, Go, for you are a chosen vessel of mine, to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.